Okay, so you guys might have heard that Zero's health has taken a turn. And so I have one more audio to make for March, and I'm finding it increasingly difficult to perform or act right now. So I've tried, I've re-recorded, and then I just get too emotional, and it's just really difficult to fucking I can't even say the word. Compartmentalize. There you go. That's the one. So, I hope it's okay if we just go through a few Q&As, and then I'll be done for March, and hopefully by next month I will be able to continue doing my work. All right. Thank you for your understanding. Let's see. Getting to where you are now, how has that changed you from before you started YouTube? That's really a good question. I'd probably say that it made me more sympathetic just because of all the types of people that I've met. And it's just like things that you wouldn't think that people would have to deal with. Like you run into that a lot and you feel sympathetic and more understanding when people act the way they do. I've also had to get a little bit of a tougher shell just because not everybody's gonna like you, and that's pretty hard for me. So, yeah, I've had to learn how to, get around and cope with that, which has been good for me. Is there any system that you have for quality control? And more importantly, perhaps script choice. Well, yes. I have a few close friends that normally will proof my audios. I'm sorry if you can hear Sean making his steak in the other room. I can't really do much about it because it's our weekend and I just had to get this done. So I typically have a few close friends that are still comfortable proofing not safe for work and safe for work audios for me, and so I'll normally hand it to them. If it isn't any of my friends', preferred cup of tea, then I will go to, one of the moon kips that either I think it's right up their alley because I've done work with them before that, fit, or stuff like that. But I normally run it through a few people because after, editing for so long, I stop picking up the errors because it all gets auto-corrected in my brain. So, yeah, that's how that works. Still, sometimes stuff comes through the cracks and, I had to try to fix it or just admit that I fucked up. Let's see. How do I choose scripts? As far as script choice, that really depends. Like if sometimes, of course, I just get struck by wanting to write, so I'll take those up. But when I can't write or I just can't come up with anything, there's a few people that, as you've probably noticed, that I like to do their scripts, and I can usually like reliably just pick them up and run and go, and that really helps me. So, yeah, it's usually just like if the script looks good, they've done, their spell check and stuff like that, then, excuse me. And of course that, the flow is good and, it's just what people are used to, having me put out. What advice do you have for writing to audiences different from you? For example, writing female for female or female versus male, or female for male versus female for everyone. Yeah, normally if I try to go in with an audio that I know I'm gonna split into for dudes and for girls, then I will write that in. Like I'll put like, oh, you're such a good boy, and then immediately like, oh, you're such a good girl, and then just run double tracks while I edit. But that's extra like work, and it's more likely for me to fuck up, so I don't really like doing it. But if I have intentions, yeah, I'll do it like that. Normally, when I script, I'll probably like get, worked up over something and just like focus on that. And so whatever gender I'm currently focusing on, then that's the gender that the audio becomes. Let's see. How much do you consider the female for blank when drafting? I mean, not very. I've done a femboy audio, I think. And that went over well. So it doesn't really matter. I mean, I've tried to make like male audios, but apparently my voice is not very good for it. So yeah, it doesn't work that way, I guess. What seems to come first when drafting your scripts? That's a good question. Usually it's like part two, three or four in, and like, because it's already at like the interesting part that I really like, and then I have to kind of backtrack and be like, ah, shit, I need to actually introduce the character. So like that happened with the vampire girl takes care of you, sweet girl takes care of you. She was going to be a vampire, and I wrote the second and third parts first, and I was like, ah, shit. So yeah, like introduction things are probably my least favorite, just because like I know how important it is, but it also doesn't like grip me. So yeah. What kind of content on YouTube do I enjoy? Oh goodness. Let's see. Hold on. I'll fucking pull up my YouTubes. Let's see. Apparently it's a lot of Drew Gooden, Danny Gonzalez, Phasmophobia. I love InSim. I like how thorough he is on his Phasmo stuff. And I like to just like play that in the background while I'm like doing other things, because, you know, it's nice. Which is why I started my gaming channel, just because like people can throw shit on that's like extra like on in the background and not really have to like follow along. It's just like, you know, chatter. But yeah, I'm also a part of a whole bunch of like silent ASMR, like no talking. I really like those, just probably because I have to, you know, hear people talk so much, and being able to not have to focus on that is just really calming for me. So I have a lot of ASMR. There's this one girl on there that does a Your Hair Is Blank, and I love those. They're so freaking satisfying and soothing. Also a lot of like paint mixing and stuff like that. Like just like dumb stuff, I guess. Like stuff that doesn't really matter or that you wouldn't really think about watching. Of course, let's see what else. There's a whole bunch of AMVs. I'm really into making my playlist of of AMVs. Markiplier, more clay cracking, soap crunching, stuff like that. Yeah. And like a little crochet duck. Aw, that's cute. I want to watch it now. So yeah. Oh, also makeup stuff. I love watching like makeup repair and like people putting their makeup on like without them talking. It's really nice too. Drunk audio reading when? Do you guys want me to do a bad job? I don't think I could probably do vodka. Vodka doesn't agree with me anymore. But I could probably smoke a bowl and read something, though I have no idea what I would have to read. Because, I mean, it would be bad acting, right? So, like, well, I don't know. If you have ideas, let me know in the comments, I guess. Let's see. My favorite Pokemon? Probably, Mudkips, because that's where Moodkips came from, or Moodkips, that's where pissed off Moonkips, Moonkips came from, and it's just always stuck. I don't know why, I just like the word, so when I was able to make it become part of the business, I was like, yeah, let's go. Favorite anime right now? Probably Chainsaw Man. I was like, oh, this is like the dumbest thing, right? And I was like, I'll just sit through it, because there was like the little dog guy, and that's why I was like, oh, I want to see it even if it doesn't make any sense. So then I saw it, and then I was like, oh fuck, I'm hooked. And then John passed out, and I was like, no, I want to watch more. So yeah, that's currently my favorite thing. Oh, and I've gotten a few questions about whether blank is going to have a part two or whatever. I'm notoriously bad at making follow-ups, especially if, like, the script is not, like, put in front of my face. Like, hey, look at this, you silly bitch, come on. You know, I'll just completely space out and just be like, oh, better work on something brand new, you know. And so, like, when I see Moonkips posting their scripts again, I'm like, oh, yeah, I like that one. And then, like, I'll go, like, grab that one and then go record it. And it's just, like, I have no rhyme or reason. It's just fucking weird. But, yeah. If it's a script written by another Moonkip instead of myself, I really cannot guarantee any of the, you know, sequels or anything, because I might not be in contact with them. Some of them, most of them I am, though, so if they write part twos or whatever, I'm usually happy to try to fill it if it gets brought to my attention enough times. I'm so sorry. Let's see. Does moving mean you're now free from the control of the vile Earl Grey and will start drinking proper brew? Actually, I have more Earl Grey in the house now. But also, I have Yorkshire tea, and I got it for my birthday. And yeah, it's actually pretty good and doesn't need that much sugar, actually. besides that, I'll probably still, like, I have a big container of Fruit Loop tea, or Earl Grey, whatever you fucking call it, but it's Fruit Loop tea, alright? But it's really good, and probably the best tea ever, I don't know. Maybe not as much as, like, white tea, just because it's, like, so delicate, I don't know. Don't get me started. Will there be more live streams in the future? I would like to do, more premieres. I just get so fucking anxious. It's so ridiculous because it always goes well. I mean, I'm like proofing the audio through like three or four different people, and then like I'm proofing it myself and, you know, like all of that. But I'm still like, oh, it could be fucked up. And then like I'll be having to like just stand there with this fucking failure of an audio, and people are just like able to like in person, this is shit. You know, I'm like, oh no, I'm so sorry. Like I get so nervous about that, that like I'm just like, oh no, it's fine. Or, you know, they probably wouldn't be very interested, so probably no one would show up. And then, like, people do show up, and I'm like, ah, that's too many people. You know, like, I can't win with myself. What is my favorite way of procrastinating about something? Oh, definitely thinking about how much I don't want to do it until the deadline that I have to do it. You know, like, I'll be like, oh, I have to clean up the house because a guest is coming over. And then just keep thinking about how much work I'm going to have to do and being like progressively more upset about it as the deadline approaches, and then just do everything at the last fucking minute. God, that's the worst. But yeah, do I stream on Twitter? Twitch, I guess? And then load it onto YouTube. I don't know how entertaining I would be on Twitch, to be quite honest. I don't think I'm that entertaining when I just stream in the public Discord. But, and I also forget to look at chat sometimes when things get, like, really intense. So I think I'd be a pretty awful Twitch streamer. And I honestly have no idea how to, you know, how do you even get mods for Twitch? Like, do you just, I mean, you don't hire people, right? So it's just like people don't, I don't know how it works. I don't really watch too much Twitch. Like, I watch InSim, like I had said, but it's usually on YouTube when he ports it over or whatever. So I just don't know how that works. And I don't know that people would want to watch. And finally, here's a question. What is your main dream goal to achieve in the world? Well, so that's a good question. I guess my biggest goal would be to, you know, whenever I finally die, that I'll be leaving the world in a better place than when I found it. Because there's, like, I don't really intend to have kids or anything, and just the legacies don't really appeal, but I guess, like, in this sense it would. Just to kind of make things better for the people that are already here, because, like, none of us really asked to be here, right? And so, like, you just get shoved into the world, and maybe you get some shitty parents, maybe you get some shitty, you know, circumstances, and then you're just stuck here. And that's really shitty, because no one wanted to buy this fucking trip, you know? So, for the people that are struggling and stuff, I want to make it so they feel less alone, and, you know, it's just better, you know? That's what I hope for, anyway. I don't know. I think that's a good question for everyone, though. What do you hope for by the end of, you know, our trip here? What do you hope to accomplish? What do you hope to have done, seen? What do you want? Okay, you leave that answer in the comments, and I will see you in the next audio.